Hey everybody, welcome back to Check the Gate, a Film Lover's Deep Dive. We interrupt this Ex Machina podcast because the Night of Nights is upon us, guys.
Ooh, doggy.
We are literally recording this the day of the 2025 Oscars. Michael's going to get it put out today so you can get your picks in. How we all feeling about the award season so thus far?
Unprepared.
Not good.
I was telling Brandon, you know, usually I like to at least be over 500, and I'm only at 22 out of 50. I was, however, able to do the top 10, the best pictures. I was able to get all 10 of them in. There was a real last-minute addition. I thought I was only going to come in at 9, and then at the last minute, Amazon said I don't have to buy Nickel Boys. I can rent it like 2 days ago. So I watched it yesterday morning.
So you spent like $25 to rent it?
No, it was only $5.99.
Ooh,
not bad.
Yeah. Which was excited me even more. Every single outlet said I had to buy, whether it was YouTube TV, Apple TV, Amazon, Fandango. And I was like, I'm not buying this movie sight unseen.
Yeah,
I'm not usually that kind of person, but I was like, but if I have to, if I watch 9 and I did, you know, I was like, I guess I'm about to own it. And then literally, I think Tuesday is when they were like, oh, look, it's available to rent now. So I was like, awesome.
Yeah, I looked it up, that was my criteria to watch it. Kind of, I was like, been busy the past couple weeks, and like I tried to make an honest effort to do it, but I was like, if I go look this up and I can't immediately rent it on Google TV or something, like,
no,
moving on. So yeah,
what were the movies that you watched, Michael? As far as best pictures go,
I mean, the ones that are best pictures, that's all the only ones I watched. Substance and Anora.
Nice. What about you, Brandon?
The ones that I've watched?
Yeah, just as far as the 10 best pictures.
Dune Part 2.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I kept forgetting that Dune Part 2 is nominated for best picture.
Conclave.
Fun fact,
Conclave
I watched
is in my library, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, it's free on Peacock.
Yeah.
Dune Part 2, my wife and I watched 1 year ago today.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It was in theaters March 2nd.
Hell yeah.
That was what we did for our anniversary.
Yeah,
saw Dune.
I can go on the record and say that this is going to be my worst year as far as films viewed. So
I was like, come on, Brandon. You'll be okay this year.
I'm not hanging them up, but it's just, I didn't get a chance to watch as many as I'd like, so.
Yeah, I was talking to Michael a couple weeks ago, and he mentioned, because he's been editing, you know, the podcast and all the stuff, he's like, it's funny because every episode, especially, like, you know, for everybody at home, the first batch of 10 episodes we did, we kind of recorded over a 6-month period. And he was like, with every episode, the first 6, I was in a different stage of moving to Texas.
Yeah. You can hear the different, like, you know, background echoes and stuff, like whatever room you're in, or like, it's just, yeah, it was
when we recorded Memento, I was in my empty condo. We had just moved out, but the internet was still up and running.
Yeah.
So I recorded there. So that, to me, my vocal sounds super echoey because I am truly in an empty room.
It is pretty boomy.
So that's one of the reasons why I feel like I haven't been able to.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
dedication, though.
You know, and honestly, I think I watched 5 of them in the last week.
Wow.
Of the 10 best pictures.
You pulled a me from, remember when I did that in like 2020 or 21 or whatever?
I just watched all
the best pictures within like 3 days.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5 in the last week.
Sheesh.
And then of those 5, 3 of those were in actual movie theaters, which was nice. Dude, I'm telling you right now, we get every movie out here. It's such a change of pace than being in Idaho where you don't get anything. It's like you have to go be at the flicks.
Yeah.
That uncomfortable movie theater seats.
Banging your kneecaps on the armrests.
Yeah, because they're airplane seats. They're that close to each other.
But they're airplane seats from like the 60s and 70s. Yeah. Like not,
and
not
I'm 6'4".
Yeah,
so.
Not today's airplane seats.
Yeah. So if this is your first time listening to an Oscar special from us, what we usually do is we kind of, I always have my top 10, I always say top 10, the best pictures. I have them ranked from, you know, worst to movie I hated the most, or maybe not even hated, but just, you know, bottom of the barrel to the number one. And then what we do is we go and we make our picks, and the winner receives an engraved Oscar. Michael is the leader of the pack at 2, and Brandon and I each have 1. Yesterday, to try to get into my head, I watched Michael via Zoom shining his Oscar in front of me.
Unintentional, but it was, you know. I noticed dust on it, and I was just like this, and I was like, whoa, chill, dog.
You're like, look what I have here.
Oh. I have another one laying around somewhere.
Yeah, I have them all right here. I remember like our honorary one from, you
yeah.
know, we gave
Amber, yeah, that first year.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, now, Brandon, do you want to guess at all? Any of these? Last year you said you wanted to start guessing, but my number 10 should be pretty easy to guess.
Yeah. Let's see. Number 10 would be... Ooh, Amelia Perez.
Yeah, that's my number 10.
Yeah,
it's the one. I didn't actually make silly categories. I usually have everything kind of categorized, but since I watched the 5 in the last week, it was more about getting movies done than. But it was just. It's the one movie where I'm just like, everything else, I understand why you're nominated. And this was just like, if it wasn't for the subject matter, I don't think you would be nominated.
Yeah, because, and it's weird, the publicity around this movie has been kind of weird, too. Like, it's
and
just
then
like,
it crashed and burned because of all the...
And it's like a handful of writers that are totally stoked about this movie and think it's the most glorious movie ever. And everybody else is like, I don't see it.
So I watched that. There's that one clip of. By the way, it is also it's also nominated for international feature film, because it's. I think it's technically French, even though they're speaking Spanish. Isn't that correct? It's all in Spanish, and it's also a musical, Michael. I don't know how tapped into the Amelia Perez verse.
Only the press and stuff around it, I saw.
I've seen that one clip of that one terrible song, you know, that's like super silly. And in my head, I'm like, okay, well, they clearly have the English dub on. So this movie's in Spanish, so the reason why this song sounds so bad is because it's the English translation. There are sections of this movie that are all in English, and that is one of them that is completely in English, even if you watch it with the Spanish dub. So I'm just like, wow. Somebody wrote this and said, we nailed it.
Plug it in there.
I will say, Zoe Saldana is good in it. But Selena Gomez is terrible in it. And then the actress... the trans actress, she's okay in it. But she's also... I'm surprised that she is in actress, and I'm surprised it's not flipped, Zoe Saldana, because she's more of the main focus in the movie. But it was a rough watch for me. And it just wasn't good. It just wasn't good. after that, I liked everything else going forward, but there had to be a number 9, and unfortunately the other number 9 is also up for international feature film, and that's I'm Still Here. True story, it's all in Portuguese, and honestly, it's definitely, I'm glad I saw it in theaters, because if I was at home, I would have been distracted the whole time. Because it is just a very slow movie.
It's getting 30% of the picks online.
Yeah, I saw with the app that we're using, yeah. it's like, what is it, number one or is it number two?
Number two.
Yeah. This one and then my next two, I need to watch again. My rating will change for those three after a rewatch. It was just like, that was late night Wednesday for me after work, and like, I was at the theater watching, you know, reading subtitles of just kind of the true story about a woman whose husband was taken during the middle of the dictatorship that's happening in Brazil, and then her trying to find her husband, and that she never finds him. Spoiler alert for the true story that happened in the 70s. And just a really, it was, and also just super depressing.
Yeah, that sounds,
obviously, you know,
that sounds super depressing.
She is very good in it, and I love the nomination for her. Sorry, Brandon's AFK. There
he is. Brandon said no.
Here's where things get really dicey. Number eight, I have The Fracas in Arrakis, Dune Part 2. Mainly because I only saw it the one time, and it was literally, like I said, a year ago. And I was high as balls, too. don't tell anybody.
I won't.
Do you have a ranking between the two Dunes?
I like this one better. Yeah. And then I also found my notes from 2 years ago when Dune Part 1 was out, and I also had that low on my list too, and you and Jacob weren't happy about it. But I also didn't want to watch Dune Part 1 until Part 2 came out. I wanted to just watch a 5-hour long epic. I also watched the David Lynch Dune for the first time also, like a month ago.
Oh shit.
Because he just passed, so I watched a bunch of David Lynch movies instead of watching Best Picture winners nominees. I was sick for a week, so I was like, I'm just going to cozy up and watch David Lynch movies and just be...
It was probably a better choice, too. This year's Best Pictures don't really get me too stoked, so...
No. Well, I know you only saw the one.
I just didn't really care. None of these looked...
I will tell you that the top six, you should check my top six, which leads me into number seven, the last movie that I truly need to rewatch. It was the last movie I saw. It was Nickel Boys. I really enjoyed the premise. It had, the premise is very Sleepers. Michael, maybe you'd like that. Your movie Sleepers. And it felt a lot like that. But the movie is shot through the POV of two characters. So you never see them on screen together. It's literally a POV. So, and then halfway through the movie, it switches to the other character. While they're both in, you know, a juvenile detention center, these two black gentlemen, in, like, during Jim Crow 60s. Another super downer of a movie. And I really feel like watching this in theaters would have been a better experience, but because I was home and I was just like, I truly was trying to get it in under the wire, that maybe my full attention wasn't given to it, you know?
Yeah, it kind of diminishes the movie a little bit when you're trying to squeeze something in.
Yeah. Going forward, the rest of these, I think, are all phenomenal movies. My number six was The Substance, which Michael said that you had seen. How did you like The Substance?
It was good. I guess all in all, I do see why it would be nominated for Best Picture, but I just felt like at the end, it was just like a lot. Not a lot in the sense of like gore and stuff, but just like it just felt a little bit like not overdone.
There is a percentage of me that is just excited a horror movie.
Totally.
Even whether it's a body horror, whatever, is getting recognition.
Yeah.
There were a lot of good horror movies out, and then, you know, Nosferatu was nominated in a lot of technical awards. Nosferatu was probably my fourth favorite movie of this year. It was the one movie I was truly stoked about watching. Like I told you guys when I saw it, like, it was fucking awesome.
That's on my list to watch. So,
yeah, it's on Peacock for free.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah.
But The Substance was great. The one, and I kind of mentioned it to you yesterday, Michael. I understand that that's the point of this movie is to make you feel like a creep when you're watching it, but you truly do feel like a creep watching this movie.
And
it, like, very voyeuristic. Take a shower.
Yeah, literally at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did like how, you know, like with the like the shots with like the long hallways and like making everything a little grotesque, like when he's eating shrimp and stuff like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
That part, like, it was great. You know, it really adds to it. But yeah, it was a hell of a movie. Makes you feel a lot of things.
You know, Demi Moore is great, and I mean, I love that she's nominated.
Yeah.
For a horror movie, and honestly, like, definitely of the two actresses, she's definitely acting more because, you know, the younger version of herself, Margaret Qualley, is, you know, just kind of there for you to oogle and ogle at and also feel gross while you're...
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it's very voyeuristic. Mm-hmm. But then when we switch back over... Because, Brandon, I don't know if you know the premise, but every 7 days they have to take turns of who's in charge. And then so she just kind of lives with the fallout of the week before. But I thought it was a great watch. I love that it's nominated. I think it's going to win some stuff.
So
But love that it's here. My number five is Gossip Girl. Conclave. a great potboiler thriller, question mark, where it's literally just a bunch of old men trying to figure, did somebody kill the Pope? Who's going to be the next Pope? It felt
foreshadowing, huh?
The news, and it's like right now Ray Fiennes is heading out to the Conclave.
Who wants to go down that rabbit hole? that's a whole nother podcast.
We'll save that for the after special.
That's a bonus hours. Episode.
Late night.
It's like 3 hours long.
I almost accidentally spoiled Conclave. I was just like, watch out for... Oh, no. What am I doing? It's on Brandon's... It's on his list.
It is.
Also, Conclave's getting a lot of buzz right now. It's picking up legs at the right time. And I think it's a... I think it's technically a two-horse race, but I think it could also be a three-horse race coming down to these for Best Picture. And honestly, there's three that I've technically chosen, but I will announce game time decision. Because like we said off mic, once we say these, they're locked.
Locked.
They're in.
I know, and there's one. There's still one that I'm like floating back and forth on. Like, I've changed it twice since we started this podcast. So.
I only think that my indecision with some of these picks is going to make it worse. So
yeah,
I'm just
totally
stuck with whatever.
That being said, I think that we're all in. Like, kind of like what you were saying yesterday. Of all the years, this feels like the most even playing field. Just honestly, me. Since we've started doing this podcast is when I did the mission of I need to watch as many. Usually I would just focus on Best Pictures, and if I miss some, I miss some. But since we've done this, I've really tried to watch as much, and I think that that has actually hurt me.
Yeah.
Because instead of going with my head, a lot of times I go with, well, I actually really liked that animated short, so I'm going to go with this one.
Yeah.
And then it's the other one that wins. So, but yeah, my number four, a film that I'm got to see in theaters, A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic movie. I'm a sucker for a biopic.
Me too.
But also, it was just a well done biopic,
especially a music biopic. I'm a sucker for it,
dude. And this is the one too.
Yep.
Because like I just want to take a warm bath in Bob Dylan's voice.
Yeah, totally.
I don't listen to a lot of Bob Dylan. Like, he's not in the rotation, But just watching a movie where you just are hearing Bob Dylan songs and then Joan Baez music also, and it's just like, man.
You just have a better appreciation for like the music or that artist at the time, you know?
I'll tell you, silent MVP of A Complete Unknown is Ed Norton. And he's obviously, you know, he's nominated for supporting actor, but he plays just like this. If you know who his character is, he's just like he's like a very quiet, very nice, almost Mr. Rogers-y, you know, kind of person. And like, he was just so great to watch. It's been a minute since me has seen him in something where I'm just like, man, remember when this guy was, you know, that new hotness?
Yeah, everything.
So I love that he's nominated. I think he's in third place for that. But that movie was so good. Like I said, the music was great. I texted Cassie because I saw it last week on Sunday. I said I was the youngest person in the theater by about 30 years.
Nice.
That makes sense.
And my mother-in-law was like, yeah, you went to a matinee and you went on a Sunday and then you also saw a Bob Dylan movie. So it makes makes sense. But
the trifecta.
You know, and then learning that Timothy Chalamet took 5 years to learn how to play the guitar. There were times where he definitely sounded like he was doing a voice, but then other times where it was just like, it was flawless. But then, like, it was almost like his speaking voice, he was just doing an affectation. But then the singing was, like, phenomenal, spot on.
Yeah, he's gained a lot of traction in the popular pick.
Yeah.
He's up to, like, 60%. He's a favorite.
Yeah. I think because he won SAG.
Yeah.
Is one of the reasons. But to me, that's a two-horse race.
James Mangold jumped, too.
Yeah. First of all, all five directors that are nominated are first-time nominated directors, which is great.
Very cool.
I love that the gal who directed The Substance is in there also. Which leads me into my number three, which is Anora. Another movie that... Michael, what did you think of Anora?
At first, I was like, damn, this is kind of like... like, brunch. Shit. Yeah, but then I watched it and I was like, that was a beautiful movie. Like, that was weirdly, just with the little things of, like, you know, they go into the candy shop and he's smashing shit, and then they're walking and they're, like, arguing, and the guy's in the background, like, flipping the bat. Like, really, really quirky scenes like that.
And that guy is nominated for Best Supporting it. Like, which is something I didn't even realize until, like, I think, like, 3 days ago. And I was like, oh, that's that guy. Okay.
I've seen him on a couple, like, what's the chicken shop gal? Like, there was some Oscar, you know, interview thing, and he was on there, and it was, all in all, I thought the movie was great. I thought it was wonderful.
I hadn't seen a trailer, but Cassie did, so she wanted to watch it. She was like, oh, it looks like, she was like, do you know what this movie's about? And I was like, honestly, I don't. And then, like, Amazon, it pops up and says, you know, like, graphic nudity and all. I was just like, what the fuck is going on? And she goes, yeah. So we paused it, and she goes, yeah, it's supposed to be, you know, she's an erotic dancer who marries a young Russian kid, and then the parents come to stop the wedding because they think that she's gold digging. And that is a very small part of that. So the trailer... I would say is kind of very misleading because there's moments where this movie is like super chaotic.
Oh yeah.
And like the first 30 minutes, it's just TNA everywhere.
Yeah.
Because you're inside that strip club, and we were just kind of looking at each other. I was like,
yeah.
This is. I promise. I didn't trick you into watching a porno.
Good thing you're not watching it with your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Was when it first started, I was like, did we click on the wrong movie?
And then obviously, is it Mikey? Not, I keep wanting to say it's Michael Madsen, but it's Mikey. What is her?
Yeah. Mikey Madison.
Madison, okay, yeah. Not Michael Madsen from Pulp Fiction. Not Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, but I'd only ever seen her in two movies, and she is in a Tarantino movie, and then, you know, I also know her from, like, Scream 6. So it was nice to see, like, a different side of her, like, actually, you know, using the full range that she has, because she kind of just plays the same character in Scream 6 and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Apparently, she's on the cover. Liza, Skies Are Gray. Don't know.
Yeah, Brandon, check out Anora.
Yeah,
I think
I'll check it out.
I think that's a rental, but
I think it's free on Prime.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, now. I think I just saw it there on yesterday, or maybe it was this morning. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. I rented it. That one was a $15 rental when I rented it.
What?
The most I paid for was, I think The Substance was a $20 rental.
Damn. We had to, I don't have Prime anymore, so we logged in as my friends. shit. And I was like, oh, we can just watch it on there. And it still made me rent it. I was like, I just went through all this work to call them, log in, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, I'm about to rent something. Let me just Venmo you the...
Yeah, I was like, shit, okay. So I was like, I'm going to Venmo you $6. It's going to go. She's like, okay.
My number two. There's only two movies left. What do you think my number two is, Brandon? Or Michael? Open the floor.
No idea. Wicked.
Wicked is my number two.
Mm.
I was floored by how great that movie is. No, you're not about it?
No.
You don't want to defy gravity with me. Dude,
your singing voice, man. Belt out that shit.
I cried in that movie at the end. I told my wife this. Wicked is not my favorite musical. But when her and I saw it in London a year ago, that was the first time I'd ever seen it live. It was the single best performance that I've seen somebody do. Mainly because of the most popular, which is also a song.
Yeah.
That's the one that Winston is singing in New Girl at the end of season one. But it was the single best performance I've ever seen, so I was wondering how well it would translate. And honestly, I don't hate the nominations of Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. And crazily enough, Ariana Grande is the best part in that movie. And I don't know her acting work. She was in Don't Look Up. I think that might be the only acting movie I've ever seen her in, where she plays, if you can believe it, a pop star. And she's barely in. And we talked about how much we didn't care for that movie anyway.
I forgot about that movie, dude.
I was absolutely floored by this movie. And I'm stoked for part two. Do I think there needs to be a part two? No. But here we are.
Yeah.
Why like, not?
It's going to trigger some, hey, that did so well, we can make more money, so let's put another one out.
And Brandon, you're a musical guy. Why aren't you
down
the clown?
I'll watch it, but it's going to be a couple years.
You're going to dune me right now?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that right now? Jeff Goldblum plays the most Jeff Goldblum I've ever seen Jeff Goldblum, if that makes sense.
It makes sense. Have you watched that show on Netflix, like Chaotic Gods or something like that he's in?
I have not.
It's pretty Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of a small part, because this is the first half of the musical, but he comes out and they just let him go. yes, my dear, the cat purrs and everything, like, truly a phenomenal movie. That being said, my number one is the only one left, is The Brutalist, a movie that here in Texas at the Alamo Draft House we got to watch on film in Vista Vision as it, in quotes, is intended to watch, which was maybe added a lot to why I just love the experience. It is so cinematic, very Citizen Kane-esque. Adrian Brody is phenomenal. I am completely blanking on the guy nominated for supporting, who's also in one of my favorite movies of all time, Memento. It is driving me nuts. What is his name? Dead air.
Yeah, I was like...
Felicity Jones.
No.
Guy Pearce.
My eyes literally just landed.
He's great in it too. I don't think he needed to be nominated, but I appreciate that it's there. This movie was 3.5 hours long, and it had an intermission. Like full on
the best
20 minutes like timer. And the second half of that movie puts the brutal in Brutalist. It is a heavy second half. See, the first 2 hours are very hopeful, and then the last hour and a half is less. But truly, truly a phenomenal film. I put that in the three horse race, but I think it kind of lost its steam. There's also been reports that Felicity Jones, her Hungarian accent was a little aided by AI, and I think that that's kind of hurting the movie a bit. And then some of the drawings at the end of the film are also AI renderings of brutalist architecture, and I think people are really hating that too, which, you know, I don't care for either. But it's probably one of the best things I've seen Adrian Brody do, who's also won a movie for another, you know, Holocaust survivor, which he is in this film. But it is so good. So good. If there was a movie that I was like, you should watch that one.
Yeah, I will, as soon as it's not $25 to rent.
You don't want to go to the flicks and watch it?
I'm sticking it to the man.
Yeah, I'm going
to
pirate
sticking it to the Academy.
Yeah.
How come it feels
what you saying, Michael? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how come it feels like every Adrian Brody movie, or movie that Adrian Brody's in, it's always the same. It's like he's just doing Adrian Brody shit.
Have you seen Predators? Because he is pretty bad in that movie.
Okay, maybe I should trim this. It's Adrian Brody-like. I feel like all the ones that get nominated, it's like just kind of depressing, noir-y, kind of heavy movies. Maybe he's just really good.
He's got,
I don't know.
He's got the face for that kind of stuff, though.
Yeah,
and he's more of a drama actor. I mean, he's that's what he's known for.
Oh, and he made me want to start smoking again in this movie because he's just
perfect,
like ripping darts like they're candy.
Yeah,
I haven't, and I won't. But watching that movie,
but yeah, I totally get.
But
it
I
to
want
me.
To.
It makes
but
you
I
know
want
how
to.
Like, down to. Yeah, it makes like, you want to just go
like,
bum one off your neighbor or something.
Like Matthew McConaughey in the first season of True Detective.
Yeah.
It's like, do I want a cigarette?
That tobacco industry.
And then, you know, they're lighting them with the matches and everything, too. And you can, like, smell it. And you're just like, oh, man, I want one so bad. Mainly because the Alamo Drafthouse won't let me have another PBR.
Cut off.
That was we'll save that for the Pope podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are my rankings. Just because they're my rankings doesn't mean you, fellow listener, have to abide by those rules. Like I said, three of them are likely to change on a second viewing. How fast I'm going to be about watching two really sad, depressing movies again? Probably not. I know I'm going to see Dune Part 2 again, especially with Messiah coming out in a couple years. And we'll trill it up, trilogy it right into it. But what do you say we get down to the nitty gritty here?
Let's do it.
We have an app that we're using. And one thing I do like about this app, there's some pros, there's some cons. The pros is that we did it last year and it it was pretty accurate to the order that they're going in. So this is exciting to see. You know, we're starting off with the supporting actor category to see, you know, I like that it's in order. I don't like that there's a popular vote that tries to persuade you because...
Oh, that's the worst part.
It makes you feel silly for choosing
second
something.
Guess. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then if you do pick something and it happens to be the popular vote, you're like, I don't trust that.
Am I picking the should win or the will win? I don't... Yeah.
No. Are you telling me Wicked is going to win every award? So how we do this, for those at home, I'm looking at my Zoom screen. I see Brandon, I see Michael, I see myself. We're going to have Brandon go first, followed by Michael, followed by me. But then the next pick, Michael will go, then I will go, then Brandon, then myself, so on and so forth. That way everybody gets a chance to go first. It doesn't feel like we're just cherry picking off each other's picks if we go in the same order. Logistically, this is how we're working it out.
And if we Brandon, and if we botch your name, we're sorry.
Brandon does not apologize. No. So what we will do, I know you guys know this, but I'm letting, just in case this is your first time listening to us do this, we will read the category. We will read all the names. We'll do who that person thinks are going to win. If you want the floor to say a should win versus a will win, we're open to it. It doesn't sound like we all watched a lot of movies, so that might just be your pick, which is also fun. Yeah. So with that, Brandon, the floor is yours.
Actor in a supporting role, Yura Borisov, Anora.
Borisov.
Edward Norton, A Complete Unknown. Jeremy Strong, The Apprentice. Kieran Culkin, A Real Pain. Guy Pearce, The Brutalist. I went with Kieran Culkin, which is also the popular pick.
A Real Pain is a movie I did watch. Also very good.
I think he's awesome. Yeah. Spoiler into my... I chose Kieran Culkin as well. But yeah, he's great.
I did too. But I wouldn't be surprised if an Ed Norton kind of snuck in there. Also, I've seen all of these movies. Yura from Menorah is great. I like that he's nominated, but I also wouldn't have guessed that that's a nominated performance.
Yeah.
Like I already said, I like that Guy Pearce got the nom, but probably didn't need to be there. Jeremy Strong, in a movie that isn't good, he is very good in. But I also went with the popular vote, Kieran Culkin. Definitely the best part of that movie. It was fun watching him and Jesse Eisenberg just have like a manic off.
Yeah.
but great film. I believe that one's also free on Hulu if you are looking to watch. Michael, you're up.
Animated feature film? Flow, Memoir of a Snail, Inside Out 2, Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul, and The Wild Robot. I chose The Wild Robot.
As did I.
I did The Wild Robot. I've only seen two of these with Inside Out and The Wild Robot. Wild Robot is very good. I really hope they don't just give Disney the animated movie like they usually do. It doesn't happen all the time, but the percentage is very high for, you know, a movie like Inside Out 2 winning just because it's, let's give it to Disney. However, The Wild Robot won, it like swept at the Annies, which is the animated movie, you know, Oscars, if you will. So I like that going into it. I do have Wallace and Gromit on my queue saved. Same with Flo. I never even came across Memoirs of a Snail, but I'm rambling, but I also went Wild Robot, and that's why. Now we're getting into some, what would you call a guess? animated short film. Beautiful Men. In the Shadow of the Cypress, Magic Candies, Wander to Wonder, or Yuck! Exclamation point. I went Wander to Wonder.
Ooh. I went In the Shadow of the Cypress.
Ooh.
Sounds like we're all going to have something different. I Yay! Chose Magic Candies.
Yeah.
Magic
Candies. I love it.
Yeah.
Because usually, this pick pool comes down to these random ass categories yeah. where we all pick differently. Yeah.
And then we'll discuss the tiebreaker at the end that it has us choose. So,
all right. Costume design. A complete unknown. Gladiator 2. Oh, I did see that. Conclave. Nosferatu. And
Nosferatu.
Wicked. I went Wicked.
I too went Wicked.
I did as well. I've seen all these but Gladiator 2. Usually you try to choose, you know, a period piece or something whack, and everyone in Wicked is whacked out.
Wickedy, wickedy, whack.
You know, it's definitely something different. You know, it's not just 60s garb or papal robes.
It took me 2 times to get through Gladiator 2.
Did you have to watch the first one before you watched the second one?
No.
Question for you, since you saw it and I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Is he Russell Crowe's son? Paul Mescal? Is he Russell Crowe's son?
Do you want to know?
Yeah, that's why I asked.
I mean, it's a major spoiler.
Michael, do you want to know?
Sure. I could be enlightened.
People at home, fast forward 30 seconds if you don't want to know.
Yes.
Okay. So the whole father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife thing is kind of bullshit? Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So he... the spoiler happens in the last 30 minutes of the movie.
Really? Because the trailer is really pushing that narrative.
Yeah, but you go the whole movie pretty much without that, and then... There's a couple like lead-in scenes where they hint at it, and then he finds out the truth, and then it's
gotcha.
Yeah,
but okay.
It was pretty predictable.
Gotcha. All right, welcome back. all right, Michael.
Original screenplay: Anora, The Brutalist, A Real Pain, September 5, and The Substance. I picked Anora.
I went The Brutalist.
And I have it between two. This is one of the few that I originally chose The Substance because it is, an original screenplay. But Anora's getting a lot of heat right now. So I also am going Anora. Even though I think if we're talking original screenplay, it probably should be The Substance.
Mm-hmm.
But I think The Substance is going to get awarded elsewhere.
Yeah, everything I was reading, it was like one said The Substance, one said Anora, and then with The Brutalist, I was just like, oh, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, but... September 5 is a movie I want to watch. It is on my must-watch about the Munich Olympic terrorist attack, but told through, you know, the news that were showing all of that happening at that time. That's the only one on this list I haven't seen, but I do want to watch it. I'm up for writing... For an adapted screenplay, we have A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Emilia Perez, Nickel Boys, and Sing Sing. I have it between two. I have it between Nickel Boys and Conclave. Nickel Boys is only nominated in 2 awards, Best Picture and Screenplay. And while I don't think it wins Best Picture, I kind of am leaning towards Nickel Boys. But I also... I ended up going Conclave.
Me too.
Me too.
Ooh. Another popular vote.
Yeah.
I know. I was trying to... My dog was freaking out.
It's at 82% right now, too.
I was like, everything I was reading said it, and I was like, I guess we're going popular vote this time.
Yeah.
All right. Makeup and hairstyling. A different man.
Nosferatu.
Wicked. Amelia Perez. The Substance. I went with Wicked.
I think it's... I had the Substance. Fuck. Fuck it. Substance. I don't want to switch him in.
You know, I haven't seen A Different Man, but I don't know if this is going to be like The Whale, where it wins because of the makeup that they did for the Winter Soldier in that movie. I will say the makeup and hairstyling in Amelia Perez is bad. it is, at the beginning, the trans actress is in male makeup, and it literally looks like a fake beard on them. And seeing that this is nominated, I'm just like, oof, bad. Nosferatu, you get a penis in it, so that's always exciting to see that there's probably a prop penis laying around.
Just pulled it out of the drawer of props.
You know, The Substance, especially at the very end, you're very made up, but I also went with the popular vote. The popular vote, and went Wicked.
Cool.
Sick. Is that a Misa?
Yes, sir.
Film editing. Anora, Conclave, The Brutalist, Amelia Perez, and Wicked. I went with Anora.
I went with The Brutalist.
And I went Conclave.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
This is going to be the award to watch.
Yeah.
They always say that editing and Best Picture go hand in hand, but lately that's not been the case. But, you know, there's that three-horse race we're talking about between those three films. But, so...
And Wicked is the popular pick right now.
Yes, but again, it's because it's the most popular movie.
Yeah.
Is this me?
I think it's me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actress in a supporting role. Monica Barbaro, A Complete Unknown. Felicity Jones, The Brutalist. Zoe Saldana, Amelia Perez. Ariana Grande, Wicked. And Isabella Rossellini, Conclave. I went with Zoe Saldana. Amelia Perez.
I too picked that.
You know, Isabella Rossellini's only in that movie for about 6 minutes. So, it's that anytime that happens, I'm just like, that's. I guess you nailed it, but
scratch.
Felicity Jones is kind of whatever in The Brutalist, and also the AI is not going to help her at all. I think this is one of the few awards that Amelia Perez will actually win. Zoe Saldana seems to be the only person coming out unscathed between the director and the trans actress, whether it's, you know, digging up old tweets or just negative comments about Spanish people in general. It's wild that Netflix didn't vet anybody's tweets for a movie that they were pushing for Best Picture, but I do think that Zoe Saldana is going to end up taking this. She's winning literally every award.
Yeah.
Mark?
Sound. A Complete Unknown, Amelia Perez, Dune, Part 2, Wicked, The Wild Robot. I went with the popular vote, Dune Part 2.
I also went with Dune Part 2, and it should win. I don't care what anybody says.
That's right.
I have it between Dune Part 2 and A Complete Unknown. Obviously, it's a... I guess you could call it a musical. Three musicals nominated for Best Picture, by the way. Just like the good old days.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do Dune Part 2 also, just because it is clearly the loudest movie. But, you know, that's sometimes that's just what you do with sound.
I
like that it's one category now and not broken up into two. And
yeah.
But, and you what?
I just think it, the sound was awesome.
No.
That could be why it's nominated.
Facts.
All right. Time for another guess. I wasn't able to listen to any of these songs, except for the two on here that I have heard because I saw the movie. We have El Mal from Emilia Perez, The Journey from 6888, I'm Like a Bird from Sing Sing, Mi Camino from Emilia Perez, and Never Too Late, Elton John, Never Too Late. I'm going El Mal because it actually is one of the very good songs in that movie. Yeah, there we go. Usually I listen to them beforehand and then choose the song I like, you know, as far as like what's the most original, but I'm going El Mal.
I'm going Never Too Late, Elton John.
I'm going El Mal.
Ooh.
All right, Brandon.
Documentary short film, Death by Numbers, Incident, The Only Girl in the Orchestra, I Am Ready, Warden, Instruments of a Beating Heart. I went Death by Numbers, and I haven't seen any of these, so.
I haven't seen any of these either.
I've seen two of them. And I'm going to pick one of the two I've seen.
Nice.
I will say The Only Girl in the Orchestra is an easily accessible one because it's just right on Netflix. So the incident is heavy. You are literally watching essentially a snuff film of police officers gunning a man down in the street. And it's, and by the way, it's just fucking on YouTube. It just seems wild to me that that is just something you can just watch on YouTube. Actually kind of upset me, to be honest, that all I have to do is say, yeah, I'm over 18, and now I can watch a snuff film on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm going The Only Girl in the Orchestra, but, yeah, that's what I'm doing. So we're split on those two?
Yeah.
Did you choose one, Michael?
No, you skipped me.
Oh, sorry.
I chose I'm Ready, Warden. I have no idea.
Not going to skip you this time, Michael. What do you got?
Sorry, my dog's freaking out downstairs. I keep listening to the commentary about my dog and my wife. documentary feature film. Black Box Diaries. No Other Land. Porcelain War. Soundtrack to Coup d'Etat. Sugarcane. I chose Porcelain War.
I did too. If you can believe it, it's about the Ukrainian-Russian War. It's on everybody's mind right now, so I chose that.
Sounds like what I wake up and do in the bathroom every morning.
But
so I went.
That's
with,
what Conan's gonna say when it wins.
So I went with No Other Land.
Oh. Any specific reasoning? You just.
Nope.
Yeah. Production design: The Brutalist, Conclave, Dune Part 2.
Nosferatu.
And Wicked. I would love for The Brutalist to win, but I think the AI renderings are going to affect the production design. And so, and honestly, the production design in Wicked is pretty stellar. So I went Wicked. Real sets they used, too. So, like, those are hand-built sets.
Wow.
I went Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
I picked Wicked.
Wicked.
Visual effects, is that me?
Yes, sir.
Alien, Romulus, Dune Part 2, Wicked, Better Man, in Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I went with Dune Part 2.
As did I.
Nice.
My only question about Dune Part 2 is they gave it the award for the first one. Do we just double dip and give it to the same one? You know what I'm saying? Even though the visual effects are astounding. The director of Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes said that all of those Planet of the Apes movies never won a visual effects Oscar. Mm-mm. And we're going to change it this year. So I went Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
Nice. Also, good movie. I don't know if you watched it at all.
Dune Part 2?
Yeah, no, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
I haven't seen it yet.
You cheeky bugger. Alien Romulus, a lot of people are hating on that too. I thought it was very good.
It was okay.
I would rather it be nominated for production design, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But all right, Michael.
International feature film. I'm Still Here, Emilia Perez, The Girl with the Needle, The Seed of the Sacred Fig, sick name, Flo. Picked Emilia Perez.
So normally, what we say is, the one nominated for Best Picture and an international feature film, I wonder which one's going to win. This year we got two.
Yeah.
So which one are we choosing? I went I'm Still Here. Because I just think it's just a better movie.
That's the right choice.
It is the popular vote also, but between those two, obviously, I said at the beginning, those were my number 9 and number 10, but you flipping a coin, Brandon? What's going on?
Yeah, and since you guys went I'm Still Here, I'm going Emilia Perez.
Okay.
Sticking staying true to our tradition.
Live action short film. We have Alien, Anuja, I'm Not a Robot, The Last Ranger, and The Man Who Could Not Remain Silent.
Sounds like a man, am I right?
I watched Anuja, and I fell asleep. So I pretty much don't have an opinion, and I read the descriptions and I said, cool, Last Ranger sounds good. And then I saw it was the popular vote and said, oh dear God. but I just went The Last Ranger.
I went The Man Who Could Not Remain Silent.
Which, by the way, went up 1% while we were talking about it. It went from 15 to 16. Did you just click on it, Brandon?
No.
He was the one that raised the percentage out of millions of people. That's funny. I went The Last Ranger. I went popular vote on here. I was like, I don't know what I'm picking, so we're going here. So.
Yeah. We got a great category coming up next.
Cinematography. The Brutalist. Lol Crawley. Emilia Perez, Paul.
What did you say? Oh, sorry, you were reading the names. I was just like, I don't have that on here.
I was
here,
like, oh God.
Yeah, you're reading the cinematographer name. Gotcha. Okay.
Emilia Perez.
No, you're fine. And just.
Well, that last name's impossible to say. Gilham, Nosferatu, Yaren Blaschke, Dune Part 2, Craig Fraser, Maria Ed Lachman. I went Dune Part 2.
I went The Brutalist. I think that filming in VistaVision, for a bunch of film nerds, I think that is. And honestly, cinematography in that movie is phenomenal.
Sexy.
Yes. So I went The Brutalist.
I too went The Brutalist.
Brutal.
Nah. Music, original score. The Brutalist, Daniel Blumberg, Emilia Perez, Clement Ducol, and Camille whatever. The Wild Robot, Chris Bowers, Conclave, Volkor, Bertelman, Wicked, John Powell, and Steven Schwartz. I went the Brutalist.
I did too. I'm kind of confused by the Wicked nomination, mainly because the music already exists.
Yeah, I was like, it's not original.
So that's why I'm confused that it's on here. But that being said, will they vote because it's a musical? And the score is very booming and loud, but also so is the Brutalist. I'm going Brutalist just because I do think that that is the best score. And like I said, I don't understand the Wicked nomination. So
I went Wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Popular. He wants to be popular. All right. Actor in a leading role. We have Adrien Brody for The Brutalist. Timothée Chalamet, A Complete Unknown. Colman Domingo. Domingo? Yeah. Sing Sing. Ralph Fiennes for Conclave. And The Winter Soldier for The Apprentice. The only one of these movies I didn't see was Sing Sing. It is rented, and it is in my queue. I just wasn't able to get to it. I think this is between two people. I think Timothée just got that bump right at the end. Are they looking at him learning how to play guitar for 5 years? I just think as far as acting, I went Adrien Brody. And, you know, if I lose, then I lose. But
I went Adrien Brody, too.
Yeah, same.
I will not be surprised if Timothée Chalamet gets up there and wins.
Yeah, just because, like you said, he won the SAG stuff. So, I don't freaking know, man.
But Adrien Brody has won everything else.
Fair. Locked in.
All right, Brandon. We're getting down to the final three here.
All right, directing. We have Sean Baker for Anora, James Mangold, A Complete Unknown, Coralie Farragite, The Substance, Brady Corbet, The Brutalist, and Jacques Audiard. I went Brady Corbet, The Brutalist.
Same.
I went Sean Baker for Anora.
Mm.
Should win, probably Brady Corbett. Will win, Sean Baker.
Interesting.
All right, Michael.
Actress in a leading role. Cynthia Erivo for Wicked. Mikey Madison for Anora. Fernanda Torres for I'm Still Here. Carla Sofia Gascon for Emilia Perez. And Demi Moore for The Substance. I think Demi Moore's going to win.
That's who I have, too.
Me, too.
Welcome back to Hollywood. Here's your Oscar.
Yeah.
The Bruce Willis is on all of our hearts right now. All right, and for Best Picture, which is still up in the air for me, we have Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. Fuck it. I'm going Conclave.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. I went The Brutalist.
That's what should win. But I think Brutalist is in third place, and it's between Conclave and another one. I'm waiting for Michael to choose for me to...
Well, trying to... So I... Oh, fuck, man. Now I think...
Don't let the popular vote dissuade you.
Well,
unless
the thing
you
I
wanna
chose...
choose, I'm still here.
Yeah. Yeah, yep, that's it. A lot of things I was reading, they're saying, like, Anora has a good shot at it, but also, I'm just staying with it. We're going Anora. I don't care.
Yeah. Those are the three.
Yeah.
I think Conclave got legs at the right time.
Yeah.
I do. but we'll never know. Well, we will. We're going to know in about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Well, probably more like 10.
I was like, damn.
Don't even know what time the Oscars start. And then for the tiebreaker, we have how many seconds will the first acceptance speech be? We all chose Kieran Culkin, so how long do you think Kieran Culkin is going to talk for?
220 seconds.
Holy smokes. I way underdid that. That seems loud. No, I'm staying with it. 45 seconds.
Ooh. Say again? How much?
45. I don't know. I think it'll be 45. Succinct. I don't know.
So, I channeled my inner Roman from Succession, and I said, if Kieran Culkin wins, what's the most Roman time? I went 69 seconds, baby.
Nice. That's funny.
Michael, do you watch Succession? Have you watched Succession?
I have seen. That's so good.
Yeah.
That's why he's so like quick-witted and like, I don't know. It could be either
really long or really short.
I know, and that's why I was banking on the 45.
It's the first award, too.
Yeah.
So it is an acting category, so they might let him talk for a while.
Since it's the first opening award, they
also might give him a little play bit the music.
They give him a little bit of leeway, but who knows? This year they could just set the bar and yank him off stage. Who knows?
Yeah, Conan O'Brien's going to pull out the long hook. Ooh. And just yank him off.
I love it.
All right, we are officially locked, gentlemen.
Locked.
I know my wife made picks, but I don't know what she chose for anything. It's exciting. Next week you'll hear, we'll pick off right where we left off with Ex Machina. So honestly, you won't even hear our results.
Yeah.
But if you're following along, you'll know by the end of the night, and we certainly will too. I will say that if one of y'all win, just know your Oscar will be a little delayed because I am still in the process of moving.
Yeah.
As the time of recording, we are moving in 2 weeks. It might be a little bit for Oscar to get to your doorstep, but if you win, he will be on your doorstep.
Hell yeah.
Do we need to address anything else? Anything else?
Nope. Watch the Oscars tonight. ABC.
Yeah. No.
Hulu.
What time does they start?
7 Eastern, I think.
7 Eastern.
That's 5 my time.
Oh.
Shit. You gotta take a nap before then.
Hell yeah.
It's actually 4 your time, Michael.
3. Yeah, 3 hours. Sorry. Fuck. I gotta push up my nap time.
Anyway, like I said, we will be back on track next week with Ex Machina. Thanks for vibing with us. What do you say we go ahead and cut Prink Check the Gate?
See you guys.
See ya.